السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My noble audience, last week we made mention that it is most important that each one of us understand which actions will be beneficial to us on the Day of Judgment, and in addition to that, which actions will be the most weightiest when placed on the scale. We made mention in the light of the Quran and in the light of the teachings of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that istighfar, tawbah, forgiveness, repentance is a ibadah that will be most weightiest when placed on the scale. And we made mention that in reality, we should look at istighfar as a eraser. It is a rubber. There is no human being that does not make mistakes, with the exception of Anbiya. And many a times in this life, we do not get the opportunity to mend our mistakes. But when it comes to haqooqullah, the mistakes that a person makes with his Creator, Allah through His infinite mercy has granted each one of us a razor. It will be absolute foolishness if a person does not use this eraser. In Surah Nur, Surah 24, verse 31. Now the verse is very, very lengthy, and there are many, many laws that have been extracted from verse 31. Badi lambi ayat. But the ayat concludes with what I am going to recite: وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Almighty uses the imperative verb وَتُوبُوا. وَتُوبُوا, that all of you turn towards Allah. Tubu ila Allahi jami'a. As a community, if we want to really benefit from the divine treasures, we need everyone to repent. And this word in itself has the subtle message that if a person is not introduced to this eraser, it is our duty to inform him. It is our duty to inform him. Because Allah has used the imperative verb, and it is jama', it is plural, that everyone. So if there's one or two that are oblivious to this eraser, or one or two or a few are not availing from this eraser, it is the duty of those that are mindful to inform the ones that are unmindful. And then Allah Almighty concludes the message by saying, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Perhaps you may attain success. Meaning, without tawbah and istighfar, we will arrive in the court of Allah Almighty with actions that are weak, that have many, many flaws. So if we need to remove all the weaknesses from our a'mal, we need to make ruju to our Creator, not on an individual basis, but it should be collectively. It should be collectively. I would like to introduce you to a unique understanding to the reward of this amal. The hadith that we have heard many a times, that Ibn Majah has recorded, And Imam Abi Bakr Ahmad bin Hussein al-Bahki has recorded in Fi Shu'bul Iman as well. And Abu Na'im has recorded in Fil Hulya that Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tuba. Now I'd like you to remember this word, because our talk is going to revolve around this one word, Tuba. لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَحِيفَتِهِ إِسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا. Now one translation of Tuba is glad tidings. In another hadith, the Nabi of Allah says, Tuba lil-ghuraba, glad tidings to the ghuraba, to those that are destitute but fulfill the command of Allah. This destitution does not push them away from the command of Allah. Tuba lil ghuraba. Likewise, in this hadith, the Nabi of Allah used this same word, Tuba. And then he says, Liman wajada fi sahifatihi istighfaran kathira. Glad tidings to that person who finds istighfar in abundance in his ledger of deeds, in his book of deeds. I have shed light upon this aspect of Tuba last week. But Imam Ibn Kathir, Hafiz Imaduddin Ibn Kathir, he has recorded another meaning of Tuba. And we can accept that understanding as well. And I believe if we take that understanding of these scholars in reference to Tuba, it will encourage us to collect many, many rubbers, erasers in our life. So Hafiz Imaduddin ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he makes mention, he records in Tafsir ibn Kathir, that Allah Almighty spoke to Jesus, peace be upon him. Allah Almighty spoke to Jesus, peace be upon him. Now as we know that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam at a very young age, according to most of the Islamic scholars, he was lifted into the heavens at the age of 33. So, whilst he was living in this dunya, Allah Almighty informed him of his future duties. Allah informed him of his future duties. Because his lifespan was to be cut into two. He was going to live a part of his life as a prophet, and then he was going to live a part of his life as a ummati. So one part of his life he was going to educate according to a divine constitution known as the Injil, and then the second part of his journey he was going to live his life according to the Quran. In the first life, he would not marry. And in the second part of his life, he was to marry. Maulana Idris Kandali, one of the great scholars of Hind, he makes mention the hikmat behind this. And he says that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, if we study his inception, we come to this understanding, he is very well connected to the angelic world, and he's very well connected to the insan. Meaning that the angel, when speaking to Mary, he blew into the womb of Mary, and by this process, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was felt in the womb of Mary. So there was a connection of Jesus with the angel, the archangel. But at the same time, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came into this world through the body of an insan, Mary, peace be upon her. So at one level he has a connection with the angelic world, and at one level he has a connection with the insan. And if we study the makeup of the malaika, we come to understand they do not procreate. They are not split into gender. They don't have needs as we have needs. For that reason, they do not marry. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salat was salam, he respected the relationship that he had with the archangel Jibreel. So in the first part of his life, he did not marry. That's why he did not marry. But when he returns, he will live the second part of his life, respecting the connection that he had with humans. So that's why it has been said that in the second part of his journey, second leg of his journey, he will marry. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, before he was taken into the heavens, Allah informed him of the future events that will take place. And Allah Almighty said to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that you will be ascended bodily into the heaven. And then by the order of Allah, you will descend. And when you descend, you will descend amongst the last ummah. And you will see the works of the last ummah. Now indeed, in the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he does descend, the noble people that will uphold the laws of Allah Almighty will have a mighty iman. And their love for Allah will be profound. And their commitment to the deen will be great. So Allah Almighty says to Hazrat Isa, when you descend, you will see the work of the last ummah. I have prepared for them tuba. I have prepared for them tuba. I made mention the hadith starts tuba. لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَحِيفَتِهِ إِسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا. Glad tidings to that person who finds istighfar. Istighfar in abundance in his book of deeds. That's the first commentary, first translation. Second translation is Tuba, is the Tuba that Allah informed Jesus about. Allah Almighty says, I have prepared for the ummah of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam those that are committed tuba. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ya Allah, what is tuba? Ma tuba? What is tuba? So Allah Almighty says that tuba is a tree. It is a tree. Now if we study the trees of Jannah through the light of the ahadith mubarakah, there is one hadith that gives us a understanding of those trees. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has recorded that Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna fil jannati shajaratan yasiru ar-raqib fi dhilliha 100 am la yaqta'uha waqra'u in shi'tum wa dhillin mamdud," or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that verily in Jannah there is a tree. A rider will travel under its shade for 100 years. It's hard to fathom this. A rider will travel under its shade for 100 years. مِئَةَ لَا يَقْتَعُهَا. He cannot cross it. وَقْرَأُوا إِن شِئْتُمْ. Read if you wish, the Nabi of Allah says. And then he proves his statement by a ayat of the glorious Quran. وَظِلِّمْ مَمْدُودِ. In shades long extended. In shades long extended. This ayat is from Surah Waqi'ah, Surah 56, verse 30. وَظِلِّمْ مَمْدُود. Now this is an average tree of Jannah. It is so large that the shade is so vast that you and me, if we were to travel on a commute for 100 years, we cannot cross its shade. But that's an average tree. Tuba is a very different tree. But it is a tree. So then, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is informed, أَسْفَلُهَا مِنْ ذَهَبْ. أَسْفَلُهَا مِنْ ذَهَبْ. The trunk of the tree is made out of gold. So we have understood the shade of a tree, of Jannah. Tuba is a very special tree. Normally, when we say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Now I have expressed glory of my Creator, of our Creator, with four different expressions. So I know through the ahadith e Mubarakah that four trees have been planted for me in my Jannah. I know that. Whenever we use an expression by which we glorify Allah, there is a tree that is planted for us in our Jannah. That tree has been spoken about in the hadith that I just recited, that Imam Bukhari has recorded. So we express and a tree is planted. But Tuba tree is very different. غَرَسٌ غَرَسَتُهَا بِيَدَيَّ غَرَسٌ غَرَسَتُهَا بِيَدَيَّ This tree is planted by Allah Himself with His creative hand. With His creative hand, Allah creates it and plants it. غَرَسٌ غَرَسَتُهَا بِيَدَيَّ أَسْفَلُهَا مِنْ ذَهَبٍ The trunk of this tree is made out of gold. Jiz'an min iblika. Jiz'an is a camel of the age of 5. Jiz'an. The Nabi of Allah says that if a 5-year-old camel, and why the Nabi of Allah used the camel that is 5 years of age? Because that's when the camel is very strong, ready to travel. The Nabi of Allah says that if this camel is to travel around the trunk that has been created from gold, its lifespan will be too short. It cannot make one round of this trunk. It will die. Forget about the shade. We're talking about the trunk. But baat yahan khatam nahi hoti. The Nabi of Allah further, he says, and this is amazing. Sumghuha zanjabilun wa asal. The sap. Now normally when we play around with a tree and we poke the tree, there's something, the sap, that emerges from the tree. The Nabi of Allah says the sap of this tree is zanjabilun wa asal. Now zanjabil, we will speak about it in a few moments. The closest translation is ginger. Something similar to ginger. وَعَسَلٌ and honey. آپ اس کو کاٹیں گے نا تو اس میں سے شہد نکلے گا. زَنْجَبِيلُ وَعَسَلٌ And then there is a sprinkle of stones upon this tree. A sprinkle of stones. And these stones are not normal and average stones. These are diamonds, pearls, rubies, emeralds. So just think about it. And I want you to depict this. I want you to travel with me on this journey. Just imagine a tree, the trunk is made out of gold. And before we even entertain that thought, it has been created by Allah by His creative hand and planted by Him. Then the trunk is made out of gold, and then there's a sprinkle of expensive stones upon the tree that are hanging, glowing, glittering. And then the sap of this tree, the sap of this tree is zanjabilun wa asal. Then the Nabi of Allah says, afna naharu sundusin wa istabraq. Now the branches, there's going to be many branches. What emerges from the branches? Garment made out of silk emerges from the branches. So you're standing there and there is fabric. It's like a factory. The branches are factories. That garment of silk is emerging from the branches of this tree that is known as Tuba. Then Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when the wind blows through Jannah and it passes this tree that is so mighty in its make, the leaves of this tree that are containing those stones that have been sprinkled over it, when these stones and these leaves hit each other, it will create a melodious music. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَصْلِهَا ثَلَاثَةَ عُيُونَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَصْلِهَا ثَلَاثَةَ عُيُونَ. And from the base of this tree, three fountains will emerge. Three fountains will emerge. Now this is information shared with Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. This is the reward for that ummah that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will lead. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَصْلِهَا ثَلَاثَةَ عُيُونَ. That from the base of this tree, there will be three fountains. And all three fountains have been made mention explicitly in the glorious Qur'an. So number one, I would like you to enjoy this. It encourages you to collect the mighty amal of istighfar. So first of all, Allah Almighty in Surah Waqi'ah, Surah 56 verse 18, بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقٍ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ. Remember the word, ma'een. This is a fountain. This is one of the three fountains that emerges from the base of this tree. Ma'een. لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنزِفُونَ. Cups, jugs, abariq, jugs. Cups, jugs, a glass of pure wine. Now what is the characteristic of this wine that will be drawn out from ma'een? What is the characteristic? And this ma'een comes from where? The base of tuba. La yusadda'una anha wa la yunzifun. Thereof there will be no, after drinking this, you know, you may drink a jug or a cup or a glass. After drinking, there's no aching in the head. لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنزِفُونَ. And there's no intoxication. کوئی سردر نہیں, کوئی نشہ نہیں. But this jug, drinking with a jug, and I'm using this word jug because you're going to understand this in a few moments. Jug, not one jug, a barik, many jugs you can drink from this fountain, from this spring that emerges from the base. This is the first uyun or aynun that emits from the trunk. Second one, in Surah Ad-Dahr, Surah 76, verse 17-18, Allah Almighty says, يُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. Remember I told you the sap is what? Zanjabil and asal. Allah Almighty says, يُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا. So the first fountain is known as? Please. What was the first fountain? What was the name? Ma'een. Second fountain is Salsabil. So Allah Almighty says, يُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا. They will be made to drink. يُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا. They will be made to drink from there a cup of wine mixed with zanjabil, with ginger. عَيْنًا فِيهَا. The spring there is called Salsabila. Inshallah, when you and me and the believers are in Jannah, we will be sitting on our couches, and there will be a bird that will fly in front of us. And what a healthy, what a delicious bird it will be. And the bird, somehow, by the qudrat of Allah, will understand our inner thoughts. In this dunya, if we need to express, if we need somebody to understand, we need to express. But in Jannah, the communication is not only through expression, but even the thought will be understood by the different makhluqat that Allah has created as khuddam, as servants. So it has been said that this bird will fly through, this bird will fly through, and the person will think in his mind, I wish that I could eat this bird. Immediately it will crash land. That's my words, it will crash land. Yes. It will offer itself. It will offer itself. The person will communicate with this bird, and the bird will say, would you like me roasted? Would you like me roasted? Nowadays we can say barbecue. Well, how would you like me? And keep in mind, I have been drinking from the fountain Salsabil. I have been drinking from the fountain Salsabil. I'm not an average bird. Nowadays you pay top dollar for that fish that has been swimming in the waters of Australia, New Zealand, $30 a kilo. And if it's Vietnam, $2. The water. True. I'm not making it. You can go to the shopping center. Certain waters, they put it in our mind like the waters are dirty. Wallahu alam, $5. Australian waters, very clean, $35. So this bird understood the dunya that we have come from. Says, look, I have been drinking from the waters of Salsabil. I'm going to pause here. And this will encourage you to come next week early, 12:55. And we will continue the talk about Duba. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaykum.